You have the example in the African country of Nelson Mandela.
Yeah.
He fought against the white apartheid government in South Africa.
Yeah.
The white apartheid government called him the biggest terrorist of the world, and they imprisoned him in Robben Island for more than 25 years. And later on, when he's released, he gets the Nobel Prize for Peace. In the election, he wins the election. He made the president of South Africa. Imagine terrorist number one gets the Nobel Prize for Peace, and he's made the president. What you have to realize that whoever is in power, media is very popular. Is very powerful. Media can convert black into white, day into night, hero into a villain, villain into hero. So whatever the powerful people say, it clings on whether it's right or wrong. So today, the Israelis are calling the Palestinians the terrorist. They want the freedom back. They were the people who gave them shelter. So what we have the world, but today, unfortunately, the powerful countries like USA, UK, they're supporting the terrorist, and they're calling the people who have helped them as terrorists. So the problem today is in the world. Why?
Yeah.
Because they want power.
Yeah.
And coming back to your point, why they want?
Right, power.
Because they want land.
Right.